This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Second hour of the program, coming up more about the Punisher. Well, there was a guy who was carrying a bunch of guns and was wearing body armor at Comic-Con in Phoenix, apparently, and he was arrested. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. We just barely got into the story in the first hour, but first we're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts with you tonight. It's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
So we were just talking with Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com about the this conference, this presentation that happened on Wednesday night here in New Hampshire by a group called Granite State Progress. These are the kind of the leftists, the statists, who want to make government more intrusive and bigger and involved in our lives and more expensive. And, of course, they, as you might expect, hate the Free Staters. They hate the libertarians who have moved here to make the government smaller and get the government out of people's lives. And so that's what this presentation was all about. I did hear that Free Keen got quite a few mentions during this presentation. And so, you know, always happy to hear that we're having a positive effect on angry status. Let's go to, or I'm more of an angering the status, because eventually, if they're frustrated enough with all of the activism that's happening here, some of them are going to give up. They're going to go away. They're going to. I think so.
I hope so.
We've seen it happen already. There was, if you look up, if you search Counterpunch for articles by a woman named Pam Martins, she used to live in the town to the west here of Keene, and she was writing these anti, you know, liberty, anti-free state articles for Counterpunch. Now she's gone. She sold her house and moved out. The guy who infamously...
Is there any reason to believe it was specifically because of us?
I have no idea.
As opposed to, okay.
I have no idea. So All I care is that a big mouth statist is gone.
Sure.
Another one was Cup Guy, who was infamous for assaulting Sam Dodson with a coffee cup years ago. We got that on video, and it caused quite a bit of controversy when it happened, including there was this really funny video made about it that just basically made fun of the whole thing. But anyway, this guy was an arch statist. He owned the coffee shop on one of the coffee shops on Main Street. He sold that coffee shop, and he moved out of town as well. He since has sent me and Sam nasty messages on Facebook, but besides that, he's no longer here.
Yeah.
So and his daughter, who was also an arch statist as he was, has moved to Washington, D.C. So, yep. So, you know, I think that the more frustrated the statists are going to become, the more likely they're just going to say, you know, it's a lot warmer down south. I'll just move there.
You know, the only other thing is there's so much moving around that people do as it is. I don't know. You know, I don't know how we can infer, you know, why people,
I'm not inferring any. You're right. We can't infer. Unless they make some sort of overt statement of, I can't take it anymore. And we have seen statements from some of the politicians who have said they're so frustrated with how they can't get anything done in Concord. Like the statists, some of them have said this, that they are quitting. Like that, they have made statements about that.
That's good.
And that doesn't necessarily have much to do with the Free Staters or the Liberty activists, but it just has to do with how there's frequently gridlock and it's hard to pass statist stuff in Concord. Now, that is partially because of the libertarians here, because we do have a solid libertarian voting bloc there in the state house. But there have been some pretty arch statists, like state senators, who've, like this last year, this last election, a number of the people who would have been incumbents just decided to not run again.
One-third of the senators wound up not seeking re-election.
And some of them were some real bad ones. So I think we ended up better off because they didn't come back around. And again, who wants to
because keep... We got a version of something that's called decriminalization passed, and I say something that they call decriminalization because it still allows for criminal penalties after a third conviction in 3 years.
It's not perfect.
It still allows for criminal penalties for anything over 3/4 of an ounce. It still allows for criminal penalties for, you know, distribution.
It's not perfect, but it's something.
It's not even really good.
It's good
okay.
Because it's decrim. I mean, it's
okay.
It's something. It's going to result in probably fewer arrests because they can't arrest people now and like put you in handcuffs if you have less than 3/4 of an ounce.
Might still be able to put you in handcuffs until they figure out who you are. You've not got 3 of these. Here's your ticket.
I've actually got an interesting story related to this.
Hold on, before you do that. My understanding, Daryl, is they still cannot arrest you. They can only just issue you a misdemeanor summons to court. If you get popped 3 times in a row and then you get a 4th pop for marijuana, that they can still only summons you, that they cannot put you in handcuffs for that. That's my understanding of this.
Okay,
this
because
law.
And I've not read, you know, fully what the amendment that wound up getting passed. But what was proposed by one of the senators was that they would still be allowed to arrest until they determined that you had not had a certain number of convictions.
I don't think that's it.
And I don't know if that wound up being included in what was adopted or not, but I know they did reduce from 1 ounce to 3/4.
Yep. It's not perfect, but you know, it's the first step in the right direction, and it was nice to see
the
Senate
definitely
finally,
the first step in the right direction.
The Senate finally got behind it for the first time ever. Go ahead.
So here's the question. Has this come into effect yet? And
not yet.
No, because it still needs to be ratified by the House and signed by the governor,
because
the governor
Senate
said that he would sign it.
Because the Senate made a change to the version that they were presented, it has to be approved by the House, which likely it will be.
Yeah.
I mean, they approved the last one 90%, so I mean, this one is probably going to go through.
What 6 months ago would they have done if they caught somebody with a little weed in
misdemeanor?
Misdemeanor?
That's right.
And they would have arrested him?
Yes.
That's interesting.
If they catch you today, misdemeanor and an arrest.
So this is interesting because this afternoon I recorded a stop of somebody being pulled over who had some weed and they did not arrest them. They did take their picture on site, though, and wrote them out summonses. And this is from the officers on mouth. So... Yeah. I thought that was interesting.
They may already be changing how they approach this. Because while Daryl's correct, they could still arrest you because that's still the law. But if the cops know that, 6 months later, this is going to have to be reduced to a violation, they may not.
This was just over in Marlboro. Yeah. So this is Marlboro.
Good to know. Yeah. Things are going to change on that front, I think, real soon here, especially after a bunch of New Hampshireites start driving regularly to Massachusetts and Maine to legally purchase marijuana and then, packing it back in to New Hampshire. I think we're going to see a big shift in how things go here. Let's go to Bad Slave is on the line. And on Skype. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Hey, guys. Hey. It's good to speak with you. I did listen to the Granite State Progress full audio.
This is the presentation we were talking about on Wednesday night where they just railed against the Free Staters and the Libertarians.
Yeah, and I was actually supposed to have been there.
Hmm.
And I did my maiden voyage on my new electric bicycle. The voyage was a success, but there were some glitches and it delayed me, and I missed my ride to Exeter. But in any case, they had that recording up really soon, so I listened to the whole thing. Shortly after the event, and there was it was the audio kind of was crappy because whoever was recording they would move and there was rustling and stuff like that. It was particularly bad.
But you took the time to listen through the whole thing and at least try to hear as much of it as you could.
Right. Yeah, and I actually. Repeated some of it so that I could maybe distinguish more of the words. But
all right, what do you want to share from what you overheard in that conference?
Number one, I want to share that I wish I was there because I would have asked Zandra about her funding because nobody asked that, and I think that.
Well, it comes from George Soros, doesn't it? That's what I've heard.
Exactly. Well, and today I actually was able to look at some, you know, reports from a bunch of different people on Facebook about...
Hold that thought, Bad Slave. We'll get more of your analysis of this event full of haters who are attacking the Liberty Movement in New Hampshire.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting SHAPE44 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text SHAPE44 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting SHAPE44 to 369-369.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Tiffany Jenks. Remember that name.
Tiffany Jenks. Illuminati in the New World Order. Remember her. The Oregon police. Remember her. Murdered October 8th, 2013 at the age of 35. The story of Tiffany Jenks, a woman under mind control, was murdered.
Who really killed Tiffany Jenks?
A story that won't go away. Read about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder. Spelled TiffanyJenks Murder.com.
TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You can dial in toll free. You can join us right here on the radio. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want to discuss. Healthcare is pretty messed up in the United States, and it'd be nice if we had a free market healthcare system, but unfortunately, that's not in the cards. So, you know, as long as the Republicans or Democrats are in charge, and they probably will be until the U.S. government completely crumbles. So you've got to figure something out in the meantime, and there are other options besides health insurance. In fact, HealthExcellenceSelect.com gives you freedom from health insurance. In fact, they'll give you a proactive health assessment daily if you like, as well as no charge 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional integrative chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price. How about a medical information card to give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? Just go to HealthExcellenceSelect.com and learn more about HealthExcellenceSelect.com. We go back to Bad Slave. He's on the line in Merrimack, New Hampshire, reporting from his listening to the audio of what happened on Wednesday night here in New Hampshire, where the New Hampshire statists and the haters of the Liberty Movement, some of them gathered together, as well as people who didn't know much about us, because it was more of an informative discussion, from what I understand, being presented by a group called Granite State Progress, which, interestingly, as you pointed out, Daryl, I believe was you that pointed this out, the woman who runs Granite State Progress moved here herself, as yes. we did, so we moved here for more freedom. She moved here specifically to take a job with an organization whose goal is to make the government larger in New Hampshire, Granite State Progress. She was the one giving the presentation on Wednesday night. Zandra Hawkins is her name, and she is no fan of the Free Keen activism that has happened out here, the Free Keen website, which has reported on much of the activism, to be more accurate. But go ahead, Bad Slave. What did you learn from having listened to this, and how long was the audio?
It was close to 2 hours.
Okay, yeah.
Wow.
And it's important to know that the target audience was Rockingham County Democrats.
Right.
And because we have Democrats, amongst the Free Staters, we get to find out about these things. I think it was kind of late notice because I just found out about it like the day or 2 days before the event. Mm-hmm. And this Zandra chick is, she's just a paid operative. I don't know if y'all remember back to the days of the original Tea Party and all that, and there was the grassroots people, and then there was what they like to call the AstroTurf, right?
Yes.
And so what Granite State Progress represents, and all of these progressive, these are the AstroTurf, you know, I mean, they're paid operatives, and they, just like Barack Obama never had a real job, community organizer or whatever, Zandra just, graduated in 2003, so mm-hmm. she hasn't even been on the market that long, and I think came, pretty much right out here and has been harassing us the whole time, and almost, there's a pattern to what she says, and we always tell her, well, that's incorrect. She wants to call us members. We're not members. We're participants, because there's a difference.
Right, members get to vote for a board of directors.
and participants just come, and then they do what they do when they get here. They're having so much trouble because we don't have leaders. We don't have. I mean, there are people that came to take leadership roles of things and get stuff started.
Yeah, this is also what I heard from someone else who was attending, was that they just can't. They cannot grasp the idea that this movement is decentralized. They want to believe that the Free State Project or, you know, any of the other libertarian, you know, things that are happening here, that it's all under some umbrella, that it's all under some board of directors, no. That it's all under some sort of executive who's handing down orders from on high,
right,
telling everybody what to do.
That's how their organizations
yes.
operate, to where there's somebody in charge that directs people. All right, so you're going to set up this group, and you're going to set up this group, and then here's what you're doing.
Exactly, and they just cannot understand. They can't think outside that paradigm.
That you know, libertarians don't want to centrally plan liberty because you can't centrally plan liberty because once it starts being centrally planned, it's not liberty.
Not liberty anymore, yeah. Right? And there's what there was another factor, you know, that she keeps harking back to the original document that Jason Sorens wrote about. The idea of the Free State Project.
Mm-hmm.
And that has nothing to do with what became the Free State Project. And she, you know, and he mentions in there secessions. I wish that every time that comes up that she would hear, well, you know, that America was started by a secession,
right.
activity. I mean, secession is not a bad word, you know, just like anarchy is not a bad word. I just watched a thing about the Constitution where, you know, they weren't talking about left and right. They were talking about tyranny and anarchy.
Freedom, yeah.
And that was the spectrum.
What else did you want to share with our audience? Because we're getting short on time here, but what else from the meeting?
Well, there's a great article by Steve McDonald from Granite Grok that's called The Granite State Progress Paid to Advocate for Criminals, which is about Zandra. And I mean, so there's there's a whole bunch of stuff on Facebook, talking about her origins and lack of ever having a real job. And I mean, I think that's the nature or the difference between what voters wanted in, Hillary and what voters wanted in Trump.
How much props did Keene activism get by Ms. Hawkins as far as like how much hate did she pour out?
She just kept lying about stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's got this kind of. If you go to her, Free State Project Watch website.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know, it's got all of the same spiel for each of the candidates.
We're going to destroy the state, which is wonderful when they... go ahead, Daryl.
Well, one of the candidates said that if he were to write a bio of himself, he couldn't have done it as good as the
right.
Granite State Progress.
They really, they deserve some credit for doing their research. They really do great at coming up with lists of who are the Free Staters so we know who to vote for. Hey, thanks for the call, Bassley.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
So we can continue talking about the haters, but I think we've said pretty much enough so far. I generally don't like to talk about the haters, but when they do something like they did this week, it is worthy of note because it's evidence of how successful the liberty movement has been here. And keep in mind that we've been called the single greatest threat to the state. We've been called, and that was 5 years ago. We've been called, and when I say we, I mean the libertarians here in New Hampshire, the most, you know, influential, successful libertarian movement anywhere. We've been given all these accolades, you know, unintentionally by these folks. I mean, to us, it's a compliment to be called the single greatest threat to the state.
Right, because we view the state in a different light than they view the state. They view the state as the plot of ground between Massachusetts, Vermont, Quebec, and Maine. we view the state as that organization that claims a legitimate use on the initiation of violence in a given geographic landmass.
I wouldn't say that they necessarily view the state as a plot of land. Some of them would understand that the state is an organization. They just believe that it can do good. They believe that the state can...
They probably believe it can do no wrong, and it's also, you know,
well, they may...
that plot of land.
I think they can acknowledge that the state can do wrong. I mean, there's certainly you can find some common ground among progressives and libertarians, but ultimately they believe that it can be used for good, like welfare and, you know, helping old people who are sick and those kinds of things. And they believe that those things wouldn't be done without the state, that without
right. And
forcing
conservatives
people.
Also think that, you know, the state can do some good, like keep people off of drugs and
yep.
incarcerate criminals and this and
right.
that and the other thing.
And they're willing to use the violence of the state in order to supposedly advance their goals. And libertarians aren't. Libertarians are against that monopoly on force and
yes.
the violence. So we're not against the idea of helping people.
Right.
By all means, let's have people get helped by the marketplace, by charities,
yeah.
by people who actually care about
right.
others, rather than forcing our neighbors to fund something they may or may not agree with. So I love it when this stuff happens because it's such an endorsement of this concept, of the concept that we've been pitching here on Free Talk Live for more than a decade, the concept of, hey, libertarians, it's not working out where you are, right? Your candidates aren't really winning any elections. They're generally not getting more than 3 to 5% if you're lucky in any kind of three-way race. You guys are not having success. Stop banging your head up against the wall and move to a place where you can actually make a difference, where when you combine your efforts with other people who are of a like mindset, you have a larger influence when you do that. It seems so basic. It
right.
seems so simple, and it is. It's just convincing someone to uproot themselves, as you had to do, Chris. You had to pull
oh, yeah.
up your whole business.
I sold a house.
And move here. So, sell a house.
A house I just bought, too.
Yep, I sold
two
a
years
house.
I had that house.
I'm in the exact same boat.
Yeah.
I had mine for like 2 years. And put it on the market, and I took a big loss
so I could
move up here.
Yep.
Now, you know, some people, they don't want to leave their families. They don't want to leave their careers. I get it. Obviously, there are some things for some people that are more important than, you know, seeing liberty in their lifetime. And that's fine. Whatever your preferences are, God bless you. But if for you, liberty is important, if liberty is like the most important thing or a pretty darn important thing, then you really ought to look seriously at moving to New Hampshire. Because not only is New Hampshire already the freest of the 50 states, according to the Freedom in the 50 States study that just came out a few months ago, not only is it already number one most free, but it's in a position to be far more so as more libertarians move here and get active, whether it be with the Libertarian Party or trying to infiltrate the Republicans or the Democrats or doing civil disobedience or writing letters to the editor or whatever, showing
yes.
up at these meetings and
for
speaking. You know, there's so many different things that someone can do here.
Yes.
Whether you want to be out in on Front Street and have yourself be seen, like Daryl when he's speaking at the State House, or if you just want to like program a website behind the scenes and, you know, nobody knows who you are, there's roles for everybody, or just you want to support the people who are doing the good activism that you like. You know, you just want to work and take care of your family, but you throw some money at libertylobby.info, or you throw some money over at Free Talk Live at the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. There are ways to help, the ways to get active. Maybe it's just as simple as joining a community group and connecting with the people in your community and talking to them about liberty. You know, there's a lot of different ways that we can have success here. And the point is, we are having that success. And we will have more success. Right now, we've got, 2,000 people who've moved here for the Free State Project?
Something like
and,
that.
And we don't know how many of those people have moved away.
Yeah, there's about 5,000 people total that are here in New Hampshire.
If you count the people who are
yeah, we're here
natives.
Already.
The
yes.
friends of.
Yeah, friends of.
Well, there's the friends of, and then there's the in-state participants, and then there's, you know, just the people that like liberty that aren't signing anything.
That move here, and we don't know how many of them there
yeah,
are.
I mean,
that kind of
there's
yeah.
there's activists here who are not who did not have to move here because they already lived here.
That's correct.
So,
and there are people who are moving here not for the Free State Project because they disagree with some of the things the board of directors has done, but they might
right.
be moving because of the Shire Society or just moving on their own without signing anything.
Yeah, right.
So it's an exciting movement. I'm really glad to be part of it. There's nothing that even comes close to this. There have been some other, like, move here projects that have come up and sort of tried to ape what the Free State Project has done. Like, let's all move to this town in North Carolina or whatever. And those haven't worked out. So if you want to have success, you need to go where the success is happening. And it's happening here. So again, 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. Great documentary film. Takes about an hour to watch. And I highly recommend it. Let's go to Sarah. She's in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Someone who we do not want to come to New Hampshire. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Well, you know what? I'm so happy that we narrowed down our mayoral candidates to only four. And we were down to six. But it's better than actually 14. That's what we started out with. But about.
So how did you whittle down from 14 to four?
Well, they make them get 3,000 signatures from Albuquerque registered voters like in a month or two. I don't know exactly.
Okay, so a bunch of people said that they were going to run, but they never qualified for the ballot.
Yeah, they got asked right out there. Nobody know who you were. They think you're a joke. Nobody signed for you. So seven people just got asked right out. Mm. And then we were down to about six or seven. We have three Republicans, but they're consolidating. They want to make, they're back behind one. Dan Lewis is the only Republican and now three Democrats. And the strategy is to get him to be the top finalist because it's going to come down to the two finalists. And,
right, so if nobody gets over 50%, then it goes to a runoff?
That's what the first time round, they have to get 51% or more, and the vote's going to get split four ways, so that's going to be impossible.
Not necessarily. I was in a mayoral race one time where same sort of thing to where you had to get a majority to win. There were 10 candidates and somebody won on the first ballot.
Holy Toledo. But I mean, that must have been, they must have had some kind of notoriety. But the thing is, the Democrats are going to.
Oh, this guy's definitely notorious. He's sitting in Fort Leavenworth right now.
Oh, my. What happened?
So the thing is that my agenda is to, I'm trying to get everybody round up to have all the Democrats to come out. So my strategy is to have the top two candidates to be the best two Democrats. So then I don't have to vote the second time. So they're about going to be about the same quality. See what I mean? That I don't have to battle the Republicans on the second round. But the thing is, it's kind of like it's silly because I met 14 people in the last 2 days. The neighborhood, they never heard that we were having a mayor election. I know.
Here, we can talk about that here. Sarah, hang on. 855 450 free like freedom. You can join us here on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
They called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly. There was hair all over.
DINOVITE.com.
It's 859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutritious.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy.
It's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He is not in pain.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching due to Dynavite,
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Join us on the radio waves. Our number here, 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And if you want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon, you go to saveitpurse.com, and you can lock in savings of 20%, easy, on whatever it is that you're looking to buy. Maybe you want to save more than 20%. You can try it. It's the more you ask for the discount, the greater the discount, the longer it might take to get an order placed. But 20%, I generally see that order get placed, whatever it is I'm ordering, within about a day. If you want to get it quicker, then you can go with Purse Instant. Then you get an instant 5% discount on whatever you want to buy through Amazon. It's shipped with Amazon Prime,
yes,
as well. So you get 5% off and you get like really fast shipping. It's awesome. SaveItPurse.com works well. All you got to do is load up your Amazon wish list with the stuff you want. You then import that into SaveItPurse.com. And then you select your discount. SaveATPurse. SaveItPurse.com. And by the way, that's not how you do the instant thing. If you want to do the instant thing, you just have to like search for the item you want on SaveItPurse.com.
You don't put it in a wish list.
Right.
You just search for the item.
So the wish list is only if you want to save more than 5%. Generally.
You could request less than 5% doing the wish list,
which
if
would be
you
crazy.
Wanted to.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess you could do that. But SaveATPurse, SaveItPurse.com. Let's go back to Sarah in Albuquerque. Sarah, you said you were surprised when you talked to some people there in Albuquerque who did not know there was a mayoral election coming up.
That's correct. I mean, they talked about it on the news. They announced it. A lot of the hosts.
You know, not everybody listens to the news or watches the news, right? Like, there's a large amount of people. You have to realize that not everyone in the world is like you. And I'm sure you're aware of that. But I mean, obviously,
I
know that people are different. But they, like, most people don't even probably watch the news. They're just so busy with their lives, they're not interested in what politicians are doing or, you know,
at the local level,
what nasty, dastardly crimes have been committed. I mean, if you think about it, if you think about local news, what is the stuff they're talking about? What if it bleeds, it leads, right? That's that's what they say in the business. So some sort of violent act that happened in town, they're going to report on that a lot of times. Sometimes not.
So that's the thing. They missed the big election, the person that's going to run the city. And the thing about it is that it's going to be, what I'm saying is that the top two candidates are always going to be one Republican and one Democrat. And it should not be that way because we have Democrat majority in our county, Bernalillo, Albuquerque County. But the thing is, the Democrats are lazy and they're stupid. And they're disoriented, like we're talking about. They don't read the newspaper. They don't watch the.
You're saying Democrats are lazy and disoriented? And stupid.
Yeah, they're disoriented. They don't pay attention to anything.
Do you think that's because they always win, Sarah? Do you think it's because?
They want somebody to be bugging them on their door and slam the door on them when the canvassers come out. They'll get mad at them and slam the door and tell them off, and they won't be able to vote. And if somebody calls them, they'll hang up. That are letting them know, but they're disoriented. They're just clueless. They don't wanna read the newspaper. They don't wanna hear them.
But didn't you just say that the Democrats are winning?
So they're supposed to win. If Democrats came out, we're supposed to have top two candidates.
But aren't the Democrats winning in Albuquerque and across New Mexico? I mean, the New Mexico's a blue state, right?
But the thing about it is that you don't know how it's going to be. What I'm saying is that the mayor's way, it might be two top Democrats, or it might be one Republican or Democrat, depending on how hard we come out and push it.
So you're saying if only the Democrats would come out more consistently, they would be guaranteed to win, whereas you're concerned that they may not be guaranteed to win if they keep resting on their laurels, so to speak?
Well, they all want somebody else to do it.
It's typical. It's typical. Look, Sarah, what you're encountering here is, let's call it the 80-20 rule. Have you ever heard about that?
Well, I want to hear about it. Yeah,
okay,
if I don't do it, somebody else is going to do it for me.
So the 80-20 rule, well, that's part of it. The 80-20 rule affects all aspects of life. It's something that we learned as young as, you know, first grade or whatever, whenever it was we've had our first group project in school. Remember when the you were in that first group project and there's like four people and one person does all the work, right? That's the 80-20 rule in effect. The 80-20 rule says 80% of any given group of people will do 20% of the work, and that 20% of that group of people will do 80% of the work. Now, it's a rule of thumb, so obviously in some groups it's going to be 90-10, and other groups it's going to be 95-5. I mean, but generally you're going to see that the doers are a very small minority, and Sarah, thanks for your call tonight. And that actually takes us back into that conversation we were having about the Liberty Movement and why it is that New Hampshire is so successful, why we're having greater success from a libertarian perspective than any other state in the United States, arguably anywhere else in the world, is because we've taken some of those 20 percenters. We've taken a lot of the doers from the other states.
That's got to be most of the people who are moving here. I mean, they might not be doing much relative to others who are really, really, really super active, but...
Well, there's a lot of people that move here, and they're like, I moved, that's my activism, I'm going to go live in the woods and shoot guns.
But that's a heck of a lot more than most people are doing in any other state.
But living in the woods shooting guns isn't activism,
Chris. Moving here is.
Yeah, but that's not activism if you don't do anything once you get here.
I moved here, and now I'm not interacting with any other human, and I'm not voting because voting is immoral. I'm just going to shoot my guns.
And that's great.
It's not activism.
Good for you if that's what you want to do.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that. I think the act of moving here is activism. Now, you may not be active once you get here, and that's not activism.
Activism is defined as, you know, trying to change society. You're taking concrete action to try to change society.
Okay.
Moving somewhere. And then, you know, not even voting. I mean, that's what Daryl said. Some people will move and then just keep to themselves. So they're doing nothing. to try to change society. But that's, I would say, a minority of people.
Yeah.
Most of the people who are moving here are probably doing something. We just don't know what those things are because we don't know all 2,000 or whatever of them.
Right.
And the 80-20 rule still is in effect among the activists who've moved here,
oh,
too.
Sure.
So you've got the self-selecting process of the people who are willing to move are probably more likely to be the doers. Just because they're willing to move to a place for the purpose of activism. But then when you take a look at those people, then 80% of them are still not going to, you know, they're still going to do 20% of the work, and 20% of them are going to do 80% of the work. So among those 2,000 people, there are some of the key, you know, killer activists who are out there constantly doing things. And then there's those people who they've got to work, they've got a family to take care of, and they do what they can when they can. And that's okay. That's okay.
So there's one thing on this Albuquerque election that Sarah had called in about, where she said, you know, it's going to wind up just being a Republican versus a Democrat. Well, no, the Albuquerque mayor race is nonpartisan, which means ballot labels aren't on the ballot.
True.
So you don't know that it's going to be a Republican versus a Democrat.
If you are in the know.
Don't, right, but if you're just looking at the ballot,
you won't know. Right.
You're not going to know who's the Democrat.
Unless you're one of the politically connected people in town, and that's probably less than 1%.
Right. Voter turnout's probably going to be between 10 to 15%.
Right. And only 1% of them will know who's a Republican and a Democrat.
1% of those know who's a Republican and who's a Democrat.
Right.
So, no, it's not a given that it's going to be a Republican versus a Democrat.
It's true. So, 80-20 rule, you'll see it everywhere. You'll see it in the workplace. You know, 80% of the office staff.
I used to work with
people
that they put in more effort getting out of doing the job than if they would have just done the damn job in the first place.
Yeah. You know, and this is why they say it's hard to find good help, right?
Yeah.
That if you want something done right, do it yourself.
No, it was hard to find the bad help because they were always disappearing.
So, you know, if you want to talk more about the 80-20 rule, you're certainly welcome to do it. It's, you know, it's not something to be upset about. It's just an observation. It's just the way things are, which is why we need more people to move here, because not only are we getting the best activists in New Hampshire, but we also still need more so we can solidify that 20% of the doers, the key doers.
Yeah, you know what I think it is?
The leaders.
I think it's the 20% we have here are super active, and then the other 80% are not super active.
Yeah.
And because we don't see them very often, we say they're not active, but I think they are. And I think they're more active than any, your general
than
population
you would realize.
Any other. Yeah.
I agree
anywhere
with
else. So.
I agree with that. I think that a lot of people, you know, they don't want those upfront roles. And understandably,
for sure.
I don't blame anybody for that. They've got things that they want to do, that they are doing, and that they're making a difference, and they're doing it quietly.
And some people view, I vote for the good candidate as their activism, and I don't know if that necessarily qualifies.
It's activism, it's just it's not something. The maximum effort.
Yeah,
you know, because
it's definitely not the maximum effort, but it's definitely something, I would say.
I think the Free State Project pledge says you have to put in the maximum practical effort.
Yes.
And if that's what somebody's saying is their maximum practical effort, that's pretty sad.
Pretty weak.
More coming up here, 855-450-FREE, which is why we need more people moving here. 855-450-FREE. Hour 3's on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is, no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.